Hey, Browns fans, secure your Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. It'll be at the all-new First Energy Stadium in Phase 1 of the remodeling of that place, which will be starting officially, I understand, like in another week or so when they start doing the preliminary work to get it done. Technically, they can go at it right now, but I think there are some steps, and then I was told somewhere in the first part of January that this gets rolling. So don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. So we want to hear from the head coach. What would you like to hear the head coach talk about, Nathan? Anything that struck your fancy?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot here.
There is a lot here. But, you know, when you look at a lot of the things that Rob Chudzinski has said, and one of the things that I keep getting asked about the most is, you know, he talks about the fans and their patience will be rewarded. And he says this often, conviction.
Yep.
And so I thought this was a very good question. Why do you think, head coach Rob Chudzinski, that the Browns will, in fact, be better in the future?
I believe in our plan that we have. And that's a long-term plan for sustained success. I see progress, and, you know, although the outcomes and the wins and the losses aren't where I or anybody else wants them to be, I see the progress, and it's internal progress. It's the things in developing what I believe a backbone for success and future success. And, you know, I've seen player development. I've seen growth from them in our system and systems. And, you know, those things give me the feeling of excitement, hope for the future. And, you know, I believe we will win here. And we have the right people. I think that, you know, the group with Jimmy and his commitment, Joe Banner, his commitment to what we're doing, you know, I feel our best days are ahead of us, and it is a bright future here in Cleveland.
Yeah, I like the way he put that. It's more than just hope, because hope isn't a plan. He backs it up by talking about the support that's there, the fact that you do have in an owner and in the CEO, people who are on board, on the same page, and thinking alike as far as what they're trying to do. And he's used that term, we've heard this often, sustained success or sustainable success, and to build the team accordingly. And I think that a big part of what Rob Chudzinski has to sell to his players, and it's still a sell job, to go back to what we were talking about earlier, culture of winning or whatever a head coach has to, inspiring players. It isn't that emotional rah-rah stuff. Therein is what you're selling to the players, that you've got a real plan. This is how it is. And I think for his, whatever you call it, it's the parting speech. It's the speech that he's going to have to give to this, the final team meeting. There will be some important words. There are going to be words, and I don't know, I hope everybody's tuning in and listening. I'm talking about the players when they're in that meeting room. I think that may be one of the more important speeches that Rob Chudzinski gives, because he's laying out for those who will be back this plan, and a good portion of them are obviously going to be back, of what they can look forward to, what reason they have as they go into the offseason, as they train, as they get ready to be part of something good. Here's why we think it's going to be good. Here's what we're trying to build upon.
Yeah, and I think that you're exactly right. They've got the plan, and they want to try to build upon this. And for, I remember when Lori was saying, you know, talking about getting it done, you know, Rob Chudzinski had them practicing in pads today. Today they were in pads. So
yeah,
he's saying
14, I guess they had.
Right. This week 16, we're out of it, but we're still going to get after it. He's trying to motivate them, and I like that. And, you know, when he was, you know, to expand upon that, the Browns will be better. But what does that mean? What does it mean to be better? Because if they do end up 4-12, 5-11 is technically better, but that would satisfy nobody. Can and should the Browns be a playoff team next year?
I don't think you can make those type of predictions that early. You know, our goal is always to win. Our goal is always going to be to win a championship. Our goal is always going to be to make the playoffs. You know, as far as expectations, you know, as I mentioned, the things that I expect are to see us working and moving in that direction and making the progress that I know needs to be done in order to get to those points and being able to do that.
Yeah, and he's seeing exactly.
I'd like to hear it, though. I'd like to be like, yes, we're going to the playoffs next year. We've had a bad year, but we were this close, and we know what we have to do this offseason to make this a playoff team. Don't you? I want to hear that.
But now you're talking about Rex Ryan, and that's part of the reason.
No, Rex Ryan's guaranteeing Super Bowls.
Right, but he's still guaranteeing. That coaches shouldn't be in the guaranteeing business.
I didn't want to guarantee, but I want to feel like we feel that we're able to be on that path at least.
I hear you, but it's got to be within the guy. Rex does that naturally. Rob Chudzinski does not, and most coaches don't. I mean, even the most effusive guy I know in this league, I would call Pete Carroll as effusive. He's not going out there promising or saying, guys, I mean, to the public. Now, he may say it, you know, and Chud may say something different to the locker room about what the expectation is. But I'm talking about, I know what you're saying. You wanted to hear that said to the media, too, which is, we're going there.
After the way that this season has gone, and obviously it hasn't gone out, you know, anybody's wanted it to, that there needs to be some sort of a definition put, though, on the fact we're going to be better next year? Do you think there needs to be some type of a tangible
goal? What does
goal? Better mean? What does that mean? Because, if they, like I said, if they go 4-12 and next year they come out and go 5-11, it's better, but it's not good. It's not good enough.
I think I know what it is. In fact, I do know what it is. I'm going to try to articulate it in a way that doesn't put, well, we can figure the numbers out easily enough. Here's what I understand it to be. Within this, I'm talking about what this organization, this isn't me speaking, it's me understanding what's been told to me by the folks who are doing this stuff every day and building this thing, front office, etc. That next year, 2014, should be unequivocal that we know this team is on the way to the playoffs if they aren't in the playoffs. So it's one of those two things, on the way to or in. So what does on the way mean? On the way means you're in that 9 or 10 win category. You still
not eliminated.
Not eliminated. You still might not make it, but you can tell from that record and from that progress that you are going there. I don't think 8-8 or anything close to that is the number that says that. So on the way,
you're saying more wins than losses to you.
But a true sense that you've got a playoff team, even if you're not in the playoffs. And I don't think you can conclude that. There's no one who's going to believe that if the record's 500 or less. And 500 will look like a big jump from here, but is it a playoff jump, Nathan? And I'm inclined to say it isn't. It won't be enough for me. It won't be enough for me to say, well, they doubled the wins if we're, you know, again, I'm still presuming that this might be a 4-win season. But doubling the wins to 8, I don't know that tells me you're truly on the way. We still we'll probably hear from the people in charge, hey, we're it's working. This is what we're here. And now for sure in 2015, we're going to be a playoff team, because the way it was presented to me was on the way or in 14, definitely in 15, and we will know in 14 if you have that thing. And if it's something like you just said, 5-11 or something anywhere in that neighborhood, changes will happen. And they're not going to be the kind of people like.
And then it's almost back to square one. I mean, next year is as critical a season as there is.
And I want to say this too, and it's not to belabor anything we talked about earlier. It really isn't. I just want to insert this because you said, why would Chud not say for sure, I see we're going to be a playoff team next year? Because I don't think what doesn't he know? He doesn't know this quarterback situation. None of us do. We can't put a true, tangible finger on what the hell the quarterback thing is going to be like. Can we? As we sit here right now, we've got options, and they sound good, and we can talk about the rookies and say some really interesting things about them and exciting things that we hope to see. We can talk about Brian Hoyer and the hope that what we saw in that two-game flash is more than a two-game flash. And we can talk about the possibility of trading for somebody, Kirk Cousins, whatever it might be, and that guy might. But there's so much uncertainty in all of those scenarios. Short of saying you would have, and it wouldn't be now, but short of saying you had Peyton Manning and you knew he would be what he was in Denver prior to him going to Denver, short of that, you got just all kinds of unknowns. So as a head coach, he can't with a straight face sit there and say, I know we got a playoff team here, because he doesn't know who his quarterback is.
Right.
Fair?
No, it is fair. I want to see how they do. We'll see what happens and we'll see how it goes from there. Also, for those, you know, Derek Carr, we were talking about him as a potential guy. That's what Todd McShay currently has going to the Browns in his first mock draft that was just released.
David's little bro.
Derek is playing the USC Trojans this weekend, which I think will be a very good look at what he does against better athletes than he has faced this year. So for those of you who want to do a little early scouting, make sure you tune into that game and see how Derek Carr performs.
Gerard Cherry will be coming up to join the conversation shortly. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We got Megan Rock in here. She's been tweeting throughout the show. She's going to be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted later today on clevelandbrowns.com. So make sure you check that out.